com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. And in this hour of the broadcast, Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com is going to be with us. Don's put together a list, which is really cool, 10 tips on having a car restored. We're going to talk about that. And a little later on, and ironically, Don was on at another time with the same gentleman, but back by popular demand, we're going to have a guy on a little bit later on in this hour who is going to tell us about your opportunity to drive a tank. So that's upcoming. But right now, let's go to Don Jones himself. Don, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing real well. You know, you talk about quizzes, Bob. It's that yesterday I was chasing down this old Corvette. And after finding it and talking to the lady who owned it, she was telling me that her father was out with his friends driving their tanks.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, and I do know here in Missouri we've got a lot of folks that belong to the World War II reenactors.
Yeah.
A few of those folks had tanks, including a Sherman, which was the main battle tank of World War II, and a smaller Stuart tank. And I don't know if those are folks that I ran into years and years ago, or if they're just other folks that are roaming around the woods of Missouri driving their own armor. Might be a little scary out here. So, but anyway, just as a sidebar.
Yeah, that's a great story. And you, of course, yourself spent a great deal of your professional career in the armed forces. Did you ever get anywhere near a tank, or was that something that was not in your area of expertise?
Well, I was not a tanker. My best friend, Sergeant Major Fearless Fred Johnstone, he was the tanker. And I was the infantry guy that whenever you talk about the power of the tank, I would demonstrate the power of how to destroy a tank. So, somehow or other, we still got along for the last 30-odd years of soldiering together.
Oh, what a great story.
Yeah, I have visited most of the Army museums, and the two that have a lot of tanks are the Pat Museum at Fort Knox, Kentucky, and the museum at Aberdeen Proving Ground. And I do have I don't know if I would call it a love, but a lot of respect for the old armor and the people that drove them. So they were kind of neat, and probably if I ever get the money, I may have my next classic might be a tank. So we'll see.
And I know over the years, as you mentioned before on the broadcast, that, I mean, you've sold and traded in so many different things, including tank engines. I had no idea that there were actually tank engines out there looking for a new home.
Well, it's actually the late 40 Cadillac engines, the last, the flathead, the 246 cubic inch Cadillac engine was also used in, I believe, the M5 tank, and it actually took two engines. There was a Vietnam-era small track vehicle that actually had the 283 Chevy engine power plant in it.
Hmm.
So, it was the later years that they went to diesels.
Very interesting. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've been up to this past week. I understand you had some interesting adventures, as usual.
Yes. Well, before we get started, I have one thing to say to you, Bob, and I hope it doesn't hurt your feelings.
Go cards.
Yeah, we'll be playing you guys in a World Series, it looks like. Well, actually, it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Go so, cards.
We'll talk about that next week when one of us will be a little sadder than the other, but,
Well, you guys have history behind you. That's a fact, with the Red Sox losing to the Cardinals in 1967 and also in 1946. So
I was not going to bring that up, but since you did, yeah. Well, and I don't want to get into a rivalry. A baseball rivalry on a car show, so
now we'll stay clear of that.
Definitely. It's been a kind of a neat week and an odd week. We're running out of some parts for the 52 panel truck we're building, and we decided to put a Mustang gas tank in it. 64 to 68 slipped into the floor of the trunk of the Mustang, so the top of the gas tank is solid enough to be the floor of a trunk. And we went to a place called the Mustang Corral in Edwardsville, Illinois, about 20 miles east of St. Louis, and found a very interesting person over there that restores Mustangs and has about 300 Mustang parts cars in his collection. So we're talking to him about him coming aboard and us representing him. They helped him sell the Mustang parts. And I know you're a big Mustang guy.
Mm-hmm.
But a few days later, slightly after we won the last game of the playoffs, and, 9-0, not that I'm bragging or anything, a fellow started talking to me about, he had been somewhere and he had talked to a lady who had a 58-60 Corvette in her garage.
Mm.
And I talked to him a little bit, what condition, and it's like, well, it's been parked a couple of years, bang, bang, bang. Well, sometimes a couple of years turns into a couple of decades.
Yeah. Right?
But the guy literally drew me a map of how to find it, and drove down Saturday morning, found a car, and it was a beautiful, and I really don't know what year, somewhere between a 58 and a 60 red Corvette, very, very similar to the one that's on my homepage on my website. Powered by the 283 engine, single four barrel on it. I was hoping I was going to find somebody that wanted to sell a old barn find Corvette that I could pick up for maybe $5,000. But the reality was the car is probably valued in its present condition at about $35,000. Top end on that car with that engine and carburation is about $76,000.
Wow.
But it was a car that with more elbow grease than money could increase the price of it very quickly. I'll have it up on my Facebook sometime this evening. So, I wanted to make sure it goes out tomorrow morning to all of our friends and likes. So, they can see that rascal tomorrow. But I know you're a big Corvette guy and a big Mustang guy, and I figured that you'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
So I'm over on the east side of the state, so I have to dash about 100 miles over to Bourbon, Missouri, and we're selling the family farm, and talked to the real estate agent. And after working out the deal on the farm, she told me that she had a 64 T-Bird convertible at her house that belonged to her late husband. Unfortunately, he had passed away, and the car sat in the yard for like 6 years. And when I went over there, yep, it had, and the roof was gone, and it had been being rained in and whatnot. And you could tell that the car was probably valued in the high teens, maybe low 20s, when her husband bought it, but it really deteriorated to the point of being a very, very good residue car, what I call a residue. It doesn't run. Really don't know the true condition of the engine or anything, but the body was very, very solid, and the seats were not in that bad of shape. And I asked her the price, and she'd like to get rid of it for the neighborhood of $1,500. And I think that if you're into T-Birds, you could get in that car and bring it up to driving condition. And I think for every dollar you put in that car, you'd probably be able to get two out.
Yeah, that would be a good deal for somebody. We'll step aside and then more with Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pull the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're spending some time with a good friend here, Don Jones, the old car guy himself from theoldcarguys.com. Check out the website. And originally, Don, we were going to run down this entire list that you put together a little while back on tips on having your car restored, but it looks like we're going to have to split it over a couple of different appearances. But I think, number one, this is just a great list here that you put together, because lots of times, you know, people get into a restoration project and really can get over their head very easily. Your tip number one here on the 12 tips on having a vehicle restore is, number one, make the right pick. Tell us about that.
Right. In fact, I think that we were talking about these cars that we were talking about the last couple of minutes. I think all of those would be right picks. Some of them righter than others for a number of reasons. To give you the first example, the Corvette, particularly a 50s Corvette, is a car that will hold its value and you can get your money out of, particularly if you get into it at the right price and in the right condition. Mustangs, the Corvette, the problem on your earlier 60 Corvettes is that the price of parts would be extremely expensive. On the other hand, the Mustangs, in the particularly mid-60s, early 70s, the parts are out there. You can build them fairly inexpensively. And when you're done, you're going to have something that has a very, very broad following in the United States. And the same thing with T-Birds. I'm not sure if the 64 would be the best year, but obviously what they call the baby birds, 55 to 57, are the third generation. I guess I think it'd be 61 through about 63. They're a little rounder. They look more like a spaceship. But I think they're a little prettier than the 64s and 65s. But they have a market. They've got a strong following, and the parts are out there to be found. So making the right pick, choosing wisely as far as making sure that you have availability of parts. Some cars are cheaper or less expensive to find the parts for than others. For instance, I think most Chevys are cheaper than doing Fords, and Fords are a little cheaper than doing Mopars that are in the same condition. In my opinion, that a Mopar or Dodge Plymouth could cost you four times as much to do as a mid 50s or early 60s Chevrolet.
That is a very good point that you bring up, because lots of folks don't realize that it can make a difference between those three brands, which one you choose. Another thing that you point out here on this list that you put together, number two on the list, is something you call start with more. And I think this is really important.
Right. When you're choosing the car that you want to restore, find the best one that you can. Find one that has the most parts intact, the most sheet metal that is usable, the best chrome. But you have a very good eye on what it's going to save you on not having to replace floor pans or fenders or restoring or re-chroming parts. So the more that you pay up front, the less time you're going to have and the less money you're going to have invested in making your dream come true.
Number three on Don's list here of the 12 tips on having a vehicle restored is plan your budget and budget your plan. Tell us more.
Yes. Whatever you think it's going to cost, it's going to cost a lot more. There's just those things that when you think you've got everything you need, you're going to find out that the parts don't fit, or that there's something that you didn't discover wrong with the car, or you have to move the car, and all of a sudden you're paying a rent on a garage. But make sure you've got the money, and make sure that you've got the extra money to start paying for those things that are unanticipated.
Very good. Excellent advice. We're up to number four on the list, and that is understate the rule of diminishing returns. Understate the rule of diminishing returns. Tell us more.
Well, first of all, let me go back and tell you, I think I have dyslexia because it should be understand. I'll go back and and do that typo. And I did send it over to Karen, my girlfriend Karen, to proofread for me, but apparently it got her too. But anyway, understand the rules of the diminishing return. By that I mean there's a time to start putting, there's a time to stop putting money in the project. By that I mean that you continue to put the money in the project, but it's not really adding anything to the value of the car. Some people want to make it perfect, so they put the extra money on these finishing fine touches, and it really isn't going to affect the price if and when they decide to sell it. What I like to look at are basic rules, and I think we were talking about the T-Bird, where somebody could buy a car for $1,000 and maybe put $3,000 in a car. Let's say you have a total of $5,000 in a car, and the car would be worth between $10,000 and $15,000. And that is the way that I would like to build a car. You could take, for instance, the Corvette that we're talking about, and after it reaches the maximum amount of value by just cleaning it up, the person is going to have to do things like find a different hood for it because they put a scoop in the hood. And it was kind of cool looking, but it really diminishes from the value of the finished car. It's got the wrong wheels on it. Finding the right wheels and putting it on it are going to be costly. And these things are not going to add an awful lot to the final value of the car that it's going to add as far as making it original and what that Corvette ought to be, you know, what people expect of a Corvette.
That's a really good point. Very well said, Jim. Let's talk a little bit more. Our good friend here, Don Jones, is with us from the oldcarguys.com. I just had a gentleman by the name of Jim email me, and he wanted to know more about your website, the oldcarguys.com. And Jim was writing me saying he's got an old Volkswagen van. I believe it's a 21-window van. And he's located in Illinois, and is that something that you would take on as a project?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. Well, excellent. Well, hold on. We'll wrap up on the other side, and then we'll segue into tanks. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guys' You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Don Jones is with us from the oldcarguys.com. Don put together a list of 12 tips on having a vehicle restore, and we're up to number 5 on the list, and that's realize that you may never recover the cost of the build, and this is so true.
I would say the fellow that's asking about the 21-window bus, I'm assuming that could be a bus anywhere from like 1949 to about 67.
Mm-hmm.
They're very collectible. There's been a few of them that sold for over $100,000. Generally speaking, they're worth in the high 20s. Part wise, I would think that they're going to be kind of hard to find parts for as far as the sheet metal, but a lot of that sheet metal is not that hard to fabricate. It's all fairly straight or very easy curves, and a good body man can fabricate a lot of that pretty easy. The bumpers, some bumpers are chrome, some are painted. That might not be that big of an expense. There are a few Volkswagen salvage yards in the Midwest. I don't have any as clients right now, but we have been keeping an ear to the ground to find them. So the general recommendation would be, yes, that could be, depending on the quality of the car you got to start with, a very, very good project for you.
And number 6 on the list is communicate with your builder. So true.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you want to make sure that you're talking to the person that's doing the build for you or the people that you're working with. There are some builders out there that will keep a daily log of the work they do and the hours that it took them to do the work. This will help eliminate those unpleasant surprises and that feeling. Usually your wife gets it first, or your significant other gets it first. Like, why are you putting so much money in the car, and why isn't getting done? So communicate with them. Know what's going on. Know what you're getting for your money. And, again, a lot of the builders will keep logs for you. And this will also help when it comes to insurance issues later on.
Excellent. We'll stop at number six, and we'll get you back next week in this same hour. Hopefully that will work for you, and we'll continue running down the rest of the 12 tips on having a vehicle restore. Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com, thank you so much for your time here today, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
And Matt, thank you. And we move from the Old Car Guys to a gentleman who was on a earlier rendition of Auto World a little while back. This is the original edition of Auto World, which has been on the air in the same time slot for more than 20 years, believe it or not. I got such a great response that I had to ask him back. He is co-founder of something called Drive a Tank. It's an experience in Wisconsin that you can take advantage of, and the gentleman's name is Tony Borgloom. Tony, thank you very much for your time. How you doing?
No problem. We're doing good here. Glad to be back.
Excellent. Well, for those of our listeners, and we have all different stations and listeners joining us right now, tell us a little bit about the background, how you guys got this idea to put together kind of a fun experience for folks to not only drive tanks, but also experiment with other vintage military articles.
Well, it was pretty simple, actually. Me and my father were on a trip to the UK, and we came across the place doing basically very similar things to what we're doing here. And we went and experienced the adventure and said, hey, this is cool. Why isn't anybody doing this in the United States? We took the initiative and brought it back, and we got set up. So it's, I can't take credit for the idea. It is borrowed from the Brits over in England. They're the probably the world leader in tank driving experiences, but you know, everybody around the world is interested in the equipment.
Absolutely. So tell our listeners around North America, you're located in the great state of Michigan. Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about what folks can expect, what type of tanks and what type of different programs you offer.
Sure. Yeah, we're just a little bit west. We're actually over in Minnesota, but we're
close.
We're right next door to Wisconsin. southern end of the state. We're the only place in the country where you can actually drive real tanks, shoot machine guns, do all the things that you do, experiences the things you do here. We do tank driving from basic stuff, our three-star package with your head out, just kind of getting a feel for the vehicles, through our four-star where you drive through the periscopes as you would in combat. All the way up to our five-star package where you drive a 90,000-pound Russian main battle tank from the Cold War. And you get to test-fire machine guns in with some of the packages, other historic military firearms. We're kind of a one-stop shop for the guy that's interested in military hardware.
That sounds great. And let's talk a little bit about being the gearhead that I am. I'm very curious as to the type of engines and propulsion systems, transmissions, etc., that these tanks utilize. Kind of take us through the basic tanks and then move up to the Russian tank, which I imagine is a lot more complicated.
Yeah, well, sometimes it seems more complicated, but after you really analyze it, it's way simpler. The Russians, they look at everything from the opposite side of the aquarium, as I say it. But the majority of the vehicles we operate are British, and they run 6-cylinder, 12-piston, 2-stroke diesel engines. So they've got 2 pistons in each cylinder. There's a crankshaft on the top and a crankshaft on the bottom. The pistons meet dome to dome, and then they're ported cylinder walls. There's a scavenged supercharger on one side, so when the pistons are apart, the ports are open, it blows air in, out the exhaust port on the opposite side. When the pistons move together, they close off the porting, they build compression, and injectors fire in the side, explosion happens, and it pushes the pistons apart, and they do that every revolution.
They're, that's fantastic.
Yeah, they're definitely a unique engine for the gearhead. When you tell them there's six cylinders and 12 pistons, they usually look edged, look cross-eyed. There's a lot of interesting gizmos and gadgets along the way. They utilize three-phase generators that generate 7.5 kVA three-phase power, and all the starter wires, all your electrical cables, go to the engine oil pan. And in the engine oil pan is an electrical transformer, and they use their engine oil to cool the electrical transformer. So when you first start working on the... Yeah, when you start working on the vehicle and you're trying to find your starter wires and they go to the oil pan, it's a little mind-boggling for a moment.
Oh, that's absolutely remarkable. And tell us about the Russian tank. I understand that uses a 12-cylinder power plant.
Yeah, that's the Russian 12 V12. It's listed as being 38 liters of displacement. So it's big, it's ornery, they smoke. Every one of those things I've ever seen billows white smoke and black smoke, and it sounds like it's eating a small import car engine as it's running. It's a little unique in the sense that connecting on the connecting rods, rather than having one connecting rod per piston, two pistons are tied to one connecting rod. So it's got a complete rod and then a half rod. So you've got two pistons pushing on one journal, which is... You see that once in a while in aircraft engines, but it's very rare in a truck or a tank engine. But the Russians figure it's one less connecting rod journal, I suppose. That is supercharged. It uses a centrifugal supercharger, so it's basically like the compressor side of a turbocharger, except instead of driving it with the exhaust gas, they drive it with a shaft, which, again, is aviation technology typically. And what's kind of unique about the Russian tank is that it utilizes a manual transmission, which is... very cumbersome. I mean, if you can imagine driving a fully loaded old 1950s truck through the mud, uphill, in the worst possible conditions, and trying to shift gears, and that's where you're at. And imagine trying to do it in combat when there's people shooting at you. It's a handful.
And let's talk a little bit about some of the cool things that you do at the tank experience. You actually give folks the opportunity to crush a car, and you've got one package in which includes the opportunity to crush two minivans. When we come back on the other side, we'll tell you all about that. If you've got a question, now's the time to get in. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Having lots of fun telling you about a great experience that you can take part of. It's an adventure. It's called Drive a Tank. And if you're going to be in the Minnesota area and would like more information, we're going to give out all the telephone and website information momentarily. We have the co-founder of Drive a Tank with us, Tony Borglum, and an opportunity for you to ask him directly one-on-one a question at 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. So, Tony, before we hear about the crushing of vehicles of sorts, why don't we make sure and give out all of your contact information, telephone-wise, website-wise, social media-wise, whatever you got cooking there.
All right. Our phone number is 507-931-7385, and we've got operators ready to take your call 24 hours a day. Our website is also very simple. It's www.driveatank.com, all one word. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/driveatank.
Very cool. Now let's talk about crushing vehicles. This is something that you offer at the Drive a Tank experience. You can either just crush one vehicle, or the ultimate experience is crushing two minivans. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, folks who drive minivans, and they certainly serve a wonderful purpose. But I myself would not ever own a minivan, and I think I would enjoy crushing not one but two minivans.
That's right. Oh, what better way is it to put a minivan to rest, especially one of those ones that we've all heard about that never have good transmissions? We can stack them up side by side, drive up their engines, and smash them all in one foul swoop and explode the glass right out on the ground. It's probably our most exciting crushing adventure, simply because there's just so much glass in a minivan.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about the two different packages that you have as far as being able to crush these vehicles. And tell us what the experience is like.
Yeah, well, we've got the car crushing can be added to any of the driving experiences. It is included with some, so you can kind of tailor your package to meet your interests or your budget. But the car crush is definitely one of our most highly sought-after add-ons. People that crush a car, love it, and those that didn't crush a car always want to add it.
So that is available. And the single car crush, it's very simple. It's a classic. You squish the car and you crush it down to it, so it's about a foot thick, and the windows explode, and you've got glass and crunching cars and or crunching tin and tires popping and just a lot of destruction all in one big, just like I said, one fall swoop, one time over the car, and there's not a whole lot left of it.
That's great. And I would imagine there must be some interesting sounds that emanate from the crushing of the vehicle. But then again, if you're driving a 90,000-pound Russian tank, it probably masks the sounds pretty well.
It does. We most people are crushing the cars with our Chieftains, which are even heavier. They're a 121,000-pound combat weight, and they've got a 19-liter two-stroke diesel engine. So that thing, it screams, and it's kind of got a menacing high RPM whine to it, and between the engine revving and the smoke billowing off the exhaust and the glass break, and there's plenty of audible senses to trigger your brain.
Oh, that's great. And another question that, I've gotten a number of emails here, just taking a look at a lot of people want to know about the range of the packages price-wise, and do you do company events? There's a question from James listening in Missouri.
Absolutely. Our prices start at $399 for our three-star package, and that'll let you drive one tank and shoot one machine gun. Our four-star package, you get to drive a tank with your head out and one of our SV-432 APCs through the periscopes, which is how you would drive a tank in combat, which is very challenging. It's, maybe not quite as exciting as driving with your head out, but it definitely gives you a feel for what it's like to be a tanker. Our five-star package includes driving the Russian T-55, and that's $2,499. So one of the two places in the world you can operate that vehicle. And we do a lot of company events. We do corporate outings. We do corporate team building. We can bring your group of people up. We can have them drive tanks. We can grade them on their tank driving abilities and their ability to follow directions more than anything. They can test fire some historic military firearms in our indoor shooting range. We can also grade them on that. And then we throw a quiz at them so that no matter if you're good at something, you're going to ace something on one of our tests. And then the winner of the cumulative points, their team gets to crush the car for the day.
That's very cool. Let's talk a little bit about how you acquire these tanks. You said the majority of them are British, so the British government evidently doesn't mind selling older tanks. How about the American government, and how difficult was it to get that Russian, that former Soviet Union tank?
Well, you're right. Like you mentioned, the American government doesn't sell surplus tanks. They are available, and they are perfectly legal to own if they've been surplused in their proper proper ways. There's very few in private hands, so their prices are very demanding. The British vehicles, they are the most common. They're easy to buy. I do imports myself, so if I find something in the UK, I just import it. There's ATF permits required with that, British government export permits. So you basically get a permit from the U.S. government to import it, a permit from the British government to export it. And at that point, it's really no different than importing or exporting an automobile or anything else. The Russian vehicles, they're a little trickier. Typically, those always come from an ally of Russia. It's very difficult dealing with Russia directly. So typically, like my vehicle came from Poland, Czechoslovakia, places like that are your main sources for the Russian type of vehicles, simply because they're a lot easier to deal with.
That would make a whole lot of sense. And I know you told me a little while back that the shipping costs aren't that extraordinary using the freight way of putting it on the ocean, putting on a big ocean liner, freighter. That isn't that expensive. The more expensive part is once it hits the ground here in North America.
That's right. Yeah, the ships, typically a big ocean liner, they actually prefer large, heavy objects that they can put in the bottom of their ship to stabilize it. So you can ship a tank probably cheaper than an automobile. because they prefer that type of cargo. And it's as simple as easy. It really doesn't require anything extra on their part. But when it gets to the United States, our roads, we have lots of overpasses and bridges and all these types of things add a lot of challenges for a trucking company to move that type of vehicle, coupled with the fact that every state has different axle weight limits and laws and when you need escort vehicles. And through some states, we need police escorts front and rear, so you need to get a police officer to escort you through the whole state, and that gets very costly. And you can spend, you know, 4 to 5 times as much hauling it across land as you would all the way across the ocean.
That's great. You know, living in the world that we do here today, you're located, as you said, in Minnesota. Do you ever have folks from the federal government knock on your door and check out what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. You know, they're here. They come through. I get inspected by the ATF every once in a while. I really don't know when it's going to happen, but they come through. And, you know, I wouldn't doubt if I've had them come through undercover. I've had FBI agents coming for their own stuff. You know, they have personal lives too. They're interested in tanks. So, you know, just because the government doesn't mean they're not people too. They have as much interest in this stuff. And typically you'll find that, oh, maybe the government agency that's in charge of regulating it, they have that job because they're interested in it.
That's so true.
Everybody's, you know, they come through, but I'm in bright lights. I'm on TV. I'm on the internet. We're on the radio with you, so it's pretty safe to say anything I'm doing is well within the law.
Absolutely, Tony. Before time runs out on us, once again, why don't you make sure and give out your website, telephone information, social media stuff, whatever you'd like.
Absolutely. You can find us online at www.driveatank.com or by phone at 507-931-7385. Or friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/driveatank.
What's the most fun part of being co-founder of Drive a Tank?
Oh, that's a tough one. I can think of a few challenges. I guess the most satisfying part for me is getting people out and experiencing armored vehicles in general. I like being able to tell them what the job is like.
Sure.
And experience what it's like to be a tanker in real life. You know, it's not what it looks like on TV.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, thank you so much for your time here today, and we look forward to checking in with you again down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.